Welcome back to part two of the BHP Insurance 2018 Cheltenham Festival Preview. We're joined in studio by Dave Keena and Don McLean, and indeed by Rachel Blackmore and Patrick Mullins. Now, Dave, just a quick chat on the Ryanair chase. I know you've always been a big Unda So fan, and in fairness, you napped him up last year, and he takes some beating again as he bids to win the Ryanair chase for the second year in a row.
Yeah, it's arguable that he's actually had a better preparation this year, and he's probably settling a little bit better than he has been as well. But to me, he went off a much shorter price on the day. I think when we did the preview last year, he was 7-2.
And I think you influenced the market, Dave.
Possibly.
He's twos now.
But even at 2-1, you know, when you consider how superior he is to most of the horses in the race, and quite a few of these may not run, like Min is there on the betting and Duvan waiting patiently. There's a question mark over him participating in the race. I just love his attitude, and most people who love racing love his attitude. He bounces out, he jumps for fun, he runs his rivals ragged, and he was one of the most popular winners at last year's festival. There's a great crew of people who own him, and at this distance I think he's virtually unbeatable when he has conditions in his favour, and hopefully the ground won't dry out between now and next Thursday. And if it doesn't, again, he's banker material for me.
Okay, we're going to move on to the feature race of the entire festival. That is the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And Dave, we're going to start with yourself. Obviously, Might Bite, some people are saying he hasn't beaten a whole lot this year in the likes of Frodon and Double Shuffle. He seems just to do enough to win his races. And do you think the trip maybe is a little bit of a worry here?
It's a possibility, and you know, the fact that he did do what he did last year, that would have to be in the back of your mind. To me, he's a very sure price for what he's achieved this year. I think the Irish form is a good bit superior, because last year's novices, the likes of Road to Respect and Our Duke, all of those horses, they were consistently meeting each other last year, and it's great when those horses go on and win grade ones in open company. I think it's a very open race, but the one horse that I think, if his jumping comes right, is Kaloltovic at the prices. To me, I think he's got an outstanding chance. I think Our Duke is probably the best stayer in the race. I think Native River is opposable. If you're asking me what I think will win, I think Kaloltovic would be my tip, but I don't think it's a punting race. I think the best grade one this season was the race at Christmas time and Road to Respect won. I think if you're asking me what I think is going to win, Kaloltovic for me.
Don, I know you're a Road to Respect fan.
Yeah, look, I just think he's an improver. He won the 2 mile 5 handicap chase at the festival last year. It was only a handicap, but he won it doing handsprings. He won it with tons in hand after making a bad mistake at the first fence. And he's just continued to improve this year, as six-year-olds going seven-year-olds tend to do. Like, he won the Leopardstown Christmas Chase. He stayed on well that day. He'd raced keenly in the north in Down Royal when Outlander beat him. But the last day at Leopardstown, they put a hood on him for the first time. Nolan, I think it was Sean Flanagan's idea, actually, to try him in a hood. And he settled really well in it, and he stayed on well. I think the fact that he missed the Irish Gold Cup is a positive in the context of the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And I agree with David Might, but I think he's vulnerable. Like, he beat Double Shuffle in the King George. Double Shuffle was rated 151 at the time. Like, I know he's gone up into the 160s now, but he only beat him by a length or a length and a half. The King George fell apart a bit. Bristol DeMay underperformed, Fox Norton underperformed, Whisper underperformed. So I thought the King George turned out to be a weak enough race, but I think Road to Respect could be the value, and I think could be still a wee bit under the radar.
Okay, thanks, Don. Patrick, your dad hates being reminded, I'm sure, that he's been second in the race six times. He's hit the crossbar so many times. This year, again, he's slightly going in under the radar, but you possibly have the strongest group of horses going into a Gold Cup in recent years. You have a little bit of strength and depth there with your four horses in the race, and they all have their chance.
Yes, I mean, Kaloltovic, as Dave said, I've no doubt he has the engine. You know, he beat Thistlecrack in a grade one novice hurdle in Punchestown, but experience is the worry. He's only had three runs over fences, and he fell in one and almost fell in the other. So, you know, Coney Gree managed it off that many runs, but he was a real natural, whereas this fella just doesn't appear to be a real natural. So that is a worry. Total Recall goes there. You know, he's a battle-hardened horse. He's won two top-class handicap chases. His form at Whisper on a line through Might Bite, you know, he needs to improve with another stone and more. talking about Mike Bite, an interesting thing this year is that the RSA is ran on the old course and the Gold Cup is ran on the new course. So
he's going to be further away.
He's going to be further away from the paddock gate. So that is might make a difference, might not, but it's worth bearing in mind.
Okay, we're going to do a quick tour of the table, starting with yourself, Patrick. Just if you could give us maybe perhaps your nap at the meeting and maybe a couple for the handicaps if you have them.
Footpad is my nap. I think he's bomb-proof. And for the handicaps, Deal d'Estreval ran very well in Leopardstown. I'd love to see him step up to 2.5 miles because he doesn't look like a 2 miler, but he ran very well over 2 miles the last day. So wherever he turns up. And Rachel won on a horse called Patrick's Park, and Leopardstown gave him a fantastic ride, and now he's going to be £12 higher, so it's not going to be easy, and I'm not sure what race he'll get into. He's
possibly the Grand Annual.
Yeah, possibly, or the,
possibly none of them.
Or possibly none of them. He's right on the mark. Yeah. But
if he gets in though, he'd be in of a low weight. So.
If he gets in, so it's a double-edged sword. Yes. But you know, they're two to keep an eye on.
Very good. Thanks, Patrick. Dave, who's your strongest fancy next week? And what's the whispers in the handicap from these previews you've been at?
Well, I haven't been to a preview because with the weather the way it's been, Dennis, so I can't give you any insight there.
You had loads last year.
But on the so again, to me, you know, if you want to go over and have your bet for the week, it's him. I just think he's bomb-proof. I actually think he's overpriced at 9-4. I really do. I think he'd be much shorter on the day. I think he'd be at 6-4, 7-4 show on the day. And just for one for the handicaps, just keep an eye on Glenlow for the Perth Temps final.
Okay, Rachel, you have a ride in the Mayor's Novice Hurdle, and you had three rides at the Cheltenham Festival last year. You must have really, really enjoyed that experience, and you must be really looking forward to getting back.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great to be part of it last year. I finished fourth in the Triumph Hurdle, and it was great to get to walk back into the winner's enclosure. It gives you a little bit of a taste of what things could be like someday. So that was fantastic. I ride Dawn Shadow for Dot Love. And Sean Riley in the Mayor's Novice. So, look, she's going there with a little bit to do. But I think she could maybe surprise people. She's been very consistent all season. It's great to be going there with her, and hopefully she'll run a big race.
Well, the very best of luck, and I've no doubt that the winner's enclosure is a place you will grace on many occasions in the future, Rachel. And Don, we'll finish off with yourself. First of all, your nap of the festival. Actually, before we go, Rachel, is there anything in the handicaps?
Patrick stole my thunder there. I was going to talk about Patrick. Park. I won on him over Christmas on BHP Irish Champion Hurdle Day. But I got a great feel off him that day, and he's hopefully gone up enough to get into something over there. So I just think he could be definitely one for people to keep tabs on.
Okay, thanks, Rachel. Don, your nap of the festival and a couple for the handicaps perhaps?
Yeah, I think Road to Respect, as we mentioned earlier, I just think he's underrated, a little bit under the radar, and is an improving horse going into the Gold Cup, who looks like he's had an ideal preparation. And Noel Mead said just the other day there that he was very happy with him and very happy with how he's going. And he's got the Cheltenham Festival winning. Look, he has to step up, obviously, but he's a Grade 1 winner. And I think he's overpriced at 8 or 9 to 1. The handicaps, Tully East actually finished third behind Rachel in that race, over 2 miles on soft ground. He'll be better over 2.5, and on better ground, which he probably almost certainly will get at Cheltenham. He won the Close Brothers Chase last year. He's £10 higher now going back to Cheltenham, but he's only £2 higher than his Irish mark, which is it's realistic. And it looks like he's been trained for the race and maybe sorted out in the Pertemps final. He ran really well over 3 miles at Punchestown last time. He finished second behind Wicklow Brave in the County Hurdle, I think it was 3 years ago. So he's got Cheltenham Festival form. He's £3 lower than his peak, and he could run a big race in the Pertemps final, yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, Don. So that's our BHP Insurance preview of the 2018 Cheltenham National Hunt Racing Festival, which never fails to provide sporting drama of the highest quality. My thanks to Rachel, to Patrick, to Don and to Dave. Enjoy the festival, good luck with your punting, and thank you for listening to us.